Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
A little hazy out there. More rain on the way. Complete details in the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The folks up in Sanilac County at the Historical Society are ready for a full season ahead, thanks to support from the community and some pretty good, robust fundraising. Joining us right now to talk more about it, the administrator at the Sanilac County Historical Society, Dan Finn. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I know one of the tricky things about the nonprofit world, especially when you're planning programs, is not knowing how much money you're going to have to work with and whether or not you can support those programs. But things look pretty good up there right now, don't they?
You're absolutely right, Paul. Every year it's a struggle of knowing where is the money going to come from. And Sanilac County Historical Society has been self-funded for over 60 years now, since 1964, trying to make sure history can come alive and give programming to the public every year in promoting the cultural heritage of Sanilac County and the state of Michigan. But we've secured quite a few sponsorships and grants that have allowed us to make this access to Sanilac County history and the Thumb region as well. We're expanding our scope to the public wide and large.
In addition to those grants, you also had a big online auction a couple months ago. I remember we talked about it just as it was getting started. Sounds like that went pretty well.
Yeah, they say it's the best that we've had yet. We've pulled in over $17,000, and that is only possible from a great support of the community that subscribes to wanting us to succeed. We really rely on people to bid on these items as well as share the opportunity to support us wide and far. So we really appreciate the wide network of support.
Well, let's get into it, Dan, and talk a bit about what you're allowed to do now in 2026 thanks to that funding. What's the season looking like?
So with this successful funding, we're continuing to commit the America 250 Michigan grant program that we secured last year called Echoes of Sanilac, exploring the history of the Thumb. And we have 15 venues across the Thumb booked for a June through September tour series. We're going on the road with our Sanilac County history. It's one of the first, I think the first of its kind for our organization. So we'll be going from Harbor Beach to Port Austin to Bad Axe to Deckerville and everywhere else. Our tour dates will be listed on our website, and we're also going to be having more marketing being pushed out very soon with more of those details. It will consist of a self-guided tour of vignettes, little history blurbs with supplementary photos. We have about 20 stories that we'll be telling in a very concise manner that people can go and visit these venues at these detailed locations and just walk through the history and past of Michigan's Thumb.
That is really cool. That's fantastic. What are some other things you're going to be doing?
So we also secured through a board director sponsorship, Ron and Ann Erickson have secured our lecture series. So we have 6 lectures booked for this year, and 2 of those lectures are going to be Port Huron's own Andrew Kircher giving some little renditions of history. The first one we have coming up on May 15th will be about Thomas Edison and his roots with Port Huron, and also just some more interesting facts that many people may not know about with Thomas Edison. Following that, we'll also have on June 6th, the rock and roll history with Jason Hundy touching the cultural and social impact of rock and roll. He's done that multiple years in a row now. He takes a deep dive, and he's really securing a comprehensive look into the significance of our American rock and roll history. We have so much more. that will be listed on our website and our Facebook. And just stay tuned on more programming like yourself to hear more about the next lecture series through the rest of the year. We'll be having these lectures from May into November.
Well, really exciting stuff. You're going to do the farmers market again this year?
Yes. So Sanilac County Museum is proud to host the Port Sanilac Farmers Market every Friday. Their kickoff is May 8th. They have artisans, farmers, and vendors from all over the Thumb region hosted right at the Sanilac County Museum driveway every Friday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that will be running from May into October, into the end of October.
That's fantastic. How's the summer shaping up? When does your summer season really start? Or your spring, or when do you get things open and expand your hours?
We expand our hours into Memorial Day weekend, but I would say that the significant kickoff that we'll be doing is our summer solstice celebration on June 19th and June 20th. We have a series of programming planned for that weekend to be very busy, hustling and bustling. We expect the cottages will be dewinterized and school will be out, so there'll be maximum opportunity for people to join us at Sanilac County Museum in Port Sanilac. We'll have the music group Cabaret Boreal playing in the early evening at 4 o'clock on June 19th. They're a cabaret group that does amazing soul-driven 1920s feel music. And we'll also have the Deckerville Area Community Choir giving a concert on Saturday, June 20th. So these are two headliners for this weekend. We'll also be planning more crafts, activities, games, music, and more throughout those two dates, as well as a fundraiser on June 20th hosted by Women's Life Insurance Society.
Yeah, that weekend, that's your summer solstice celebration. That looks like a pretty fun weekend, June 19th and 20th.
Yeah, I failed to even mention that we've secured a sponsorship with Thumb Bank and Trust. So I'm sure they would love it if I give them their shout out.
Yeah, that'll be neat. What's the best way for people to connect and make sure they know what's happening and when and what all the dates and events are?
Well, we've really been improving our website, and we've even condensed it for people to just look up sanilacmuseum.org, and they can find our calendar of events page. And our Facebook is also a great way to find more active updates and also some behind-the-scenes posts acknowledging staffs and other project developments. We have so much going on. We even have prospective programming being confirmed and announced for 2027 already, which is also a first. We're really getting ahead of ourselves and what has been a rural, struggling museum is really starting to get its feet under itself to be a pillar of the region as a cultural institution.
All right there in Port Sanilac. Well worth checking out, sanilaccountymuseum.org, the website where you can find out more. Dan, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, talk again soon, Paul.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.